Good morning. It is Saturday, March 21st. So glad you could join us this morning. You know, these have been some interesting times, haven't they? And most of the experts say that one of the things that we need during these interesting times is to look for things that help us feel normal, help us feel like we have even just the tiniest little bit of control in this situation. I don't know how much control we have, but I know who is in control, and I know who has got all this covered in his plan. So we're going to just spend a little time this morning digging into the Word, because that is something we can do to help us feel like there's a normalcy to the days we live in. And nothing super deep, nothing super special, except that one of the things that I've always enjoyed doing as part of getting into the Word is to look at the proverb of the day. I'm sure many of you are familiar with this, many of you practice this, but if you just take the book of Proverbs has 31 chapters, and so there's no month that has more than 31 days, so there's always a proverb of the day, a chapter of Proverbs that we can read on any day of the month. And since this is the 21st of the month, let's just turn to Proverbs chapter 21 this morning, and let's read through it, and let's just see what wisdom the Lord might have to show us this morning from this wonderful book. So join me, if you will, Proverbs chapter 21. And I'm just going to read through it once in its entirety, and then I'll come back and comment on a few of the verses in the chapter. So, again, Proverbs chapter 21, starting with verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin. The plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, but those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. Getting treasures by a lying tongue is the fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will destroy them, because they refuse to do justice. The way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is right. Better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. When the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise, but when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous God wisely considers the house of the wicked, overthrowing the wicked for their wickedness. Whoever shuts his ears to the cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe behind the back strong wrath. It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. A man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead. He who loves pleasure will be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil will not be rich. The wicked man shall be a ransom for the righteous, and the unfaithful for the upright. Better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man squanders it. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the trusted stronghold. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles. A proud and haughty man, scoffer, is his name. He acts with arrogant pride. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? A false witness shall perish, but the man who hears him will speak endlessly. A wicked man hardens his face, But as for the upright, he establishes his way. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is of the Lord. All right. Lots in there in that chapter. This is like most of the Proverbs. It's what you see is a lot of contrast. In fact, the very word Proverbs in Hebrew means contrast. So whenever we read the Proverbs, we look, what is it that we're contrasting here? Typically, it's a contrast of something that is held up as being good and something that is looked at as being not so good. Sometimes even it's very bad for us. So we look for the contrast in the verses. Sometimes there's the contrast within a single verse, or sometimes you'll see a passage that's contrasted against another passage. But you see a lot of contrast in this chapter. There's contrasts of the righteous versus the unrighteous or the wicked. There's the those who are lazy versus those who are diligent. You see the righteous of those who are scoffers or foolish versus those who are wise. But let's just look at some of these verses. The first verse is an encouragement to me. It says, "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes." What a great reminder that we should be in prayer for our leaders, because God has the power to turn their hearts. I know in the community I used to live in Ethiopia, we would see the farmers diverting the stream, and they would have surface irrigation to water their different fields. And each day of the week, a different farmer could turn the stream toward a different farmer would turn it to his own field and let his fields be irrigated. But the next day, another farmer could come out and put up a small dam of earth and stone and turn the stream a different direction and water his fields. And every day of the week, the farmer whose day it was to water his fields, it was his responsibility to go out and turn the stream by building a small dam where there was a division and turn the water to his own stream. Thereby, every farmer had a chance to get his fields irrigated from the same stream. Well, as easy it is as it was for those farmers to turn that stream, the Lord can turn the heart of a king, turn the heart of a powerful man. And so, our leaders have never needed prayer more than they need them right now, as they're making critically important decisions, as we're coming together as a nation and looking to our leaders for guidance and help us know what's the best path that we need to follow to defeat the threat of this coronavirus. And so we need to pray for our leaders, and knowing that God has the power to turn their hearts in whatever way that he would choose for them to follow. Second verse here says, "Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts." So, you know, isn't that true? That each one of us, we can justify our own actions. We can say whatever we want to make ourselves look good in our own eyes and say that what we did is right because we know our intentions. We know what we meant to do. We excuse ourselves when we make mistakes. The book of Judges ends with, "It was a time when every man did what was right in his own eyes." And that's a time that we live in today, isn't it? In this day and age, every person does what's right in their own eyes. But this is a time when we need to come together. We need to come together as a nation and act as a single people in order to help each other through this difficult challenge, the times that we live in. So just a reminder that even though we might think that our way is right, the Lord weighs the hearts, and the Lord sees and he knows. He knows what's not just on the surface, but he knows what's behind our actions. Verse 3, "To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice." We've heard this in many different books. Many of the prophets brought this up again, that to obey is better than sacrifice. And the way we obey is by doing justice and doing righteousness, by following after the ways of the Lord. That's better than going in afterwards and making a sacrifice to seek forgiveness for something that we did wrong. Let's just not do wrong in the first place. Let's do right. Let's practice righteousness and justice. Verse 4, "A haughty look, a proud heart, and the plowing of the wicked are sin." Another interpretation of this, and I see it in the notes at the bottom of my Bible here, is that instead of the plowing of the wicked, is that the lamp of the wicked is sin. And, isn't that interesting the lamp of the wicked, that they light their path with something that leads them even deeper into sin. or they plow their fields with something that contributes to their sin. But that haughty look, that proud heart, we're told later on in this chapter, in verse 24, that that's the definition of a scoffer. That those that are scoffers are those that have a haughty look and a proud heart. But that the lamp of the wicked or the plowing of the wicked leads to sin. Verse 5, the plans of the diligent lead surely to plenty, and those of everyone who is hasty surely to poverty. First of all, I see there that the diligent are making plans. They're not just acting on the spur of the moment. The diligent, the ones that are hardworking, have a plan for what they're working toward. And so that leads to plenty. Whereas the hasty and the plans of those who are hasty lead surely to poverty. To me, that's saying that it's important to take time to think through the challenges that we're facing and to think through and wait upon the Lord for his guidance and direction, to not be too hasty in our actions or our judgments, but to make plans accordingly. Doesn't mean that we need to panic, but making plans and being prepared, there's nothing wrong with that. Verse 6, getting treasures by a lying tongue is the fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. I'm going to pick a few of these out here. The violence of the wicked will destroy them because they refuse to do justice. My goodness, that's, we're seeing people here today trying to take advantage of the situation and profit from the challenges that we're in. You know, you saw about the fellow that bought all the hand sanitizer and had a garage full of hand sanitizer before Amazon and eBay stopped him from selling them at a huge profit that he was trying to make off this. We've seen people that bought up all kinds of quantities of protective masks and other protective gear. In the long run, this is going to lead to destruction because this isn't justice. In fact, we're going to see later in another verse in here how important it is to share the resources that we have with others in a time of need. So verse 8, the way of a guilty man is perverse, but as for the pure, his work is right. Verse 9, this is a very interesting verse. Better to dwell in a corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman. First of all, I want to say I think this should be addressed to both men and women. But right now, when we're many of us spending a lot of time at home, we're called to practice social distancing, to stay home and not go out. How much more important it is right now than ever to practice kindness, to practice being loving to those who we do love, and to not let our words, our tempers get ahead of us, and to say things that are hasty, to say things that we might regret later. And so to both men and women, remember that it's better to live in the corner of a housetop than in a house shared with a contentious woman or a contentious man, I will say. That verse comes up again later here comparing it, though, to instead of the housetop, to living in the wilderness. And so we'll come to that one again in just a moment. But the soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no favor in his eyes. Now's the time to be a good neighbor, not to seek just our own selfish fulfillment of what we need, but to make sure that those around us have what they need, too. And so one of the things I like is the Nextdoor app, where I see people saying, hey, if anybody needs an extra roll of toilet paper, if anybody needs an extra jar of dispenser of hand sanitizer, I've got some extra. It's a good time to be a sharer in this day and age, to be a good neighbor to those around us. So, when the scoffer is punished, the simple is made wise, but when the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. What a contrast there, right? What a comparison. That the scoffer, when he's punished, if he's simple, he's made to be wiser through the punishment. And when the wise is instructed, he receives that knowledge. Let's be wise when there's an opportunity to learn and hear from ways that we can be instructed in even this new situation we find ourselves in, instructed in how we need to adapt our behavior to help defeat this coronavirus. So let's receive that. Let's take that in. And obviously we need to be discerning about it, but I want to be wise about this, and I want to receive wisdom along the way. The righteous God wisely considers the house of the wicked, overthrowing the wicked for their wickedness. Not so much a contrast here, but remembering that God, he does not overlook the wicked, that the wicked's deeds are always in God's sight. So a good reminder that we need to remember that all that we do in this day and age, even when we're tucked away in the security and safety of our own home, but we're not out of God's sight in this situation. I'm just going to skip down here a few verses. It is a joy for the just to do justice, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. That's a great verse, that for the just, it's a joy to practice justice. Let's find joy in being just and behaving in a righteous manner in this time. Down to verse 16, a man who wanders from the way of understanding will rest in the assembly of the dead, that there's a price to be paid by wandering away from wisdom, wandering away from the way of understanding. I don't want to go that direction. I want to be wise in this situation, and that will help preserve life. Verse 17, he who loves pleasure will be a poor man, and he who loves wine and oil will not be rich. Just an exhortation that let's behave with some moderation in this day and age, that we don't we're not wasteful. We're not seeking to just live like it's a party time these days. Maybe cut back on some of the things that we would, even cutting back on some of the staples that we would have. Just trying to make sure that it's not rationing so much as just we don't need to be wasteful in this day and age. Again, skipping down a little bit, this is that verse I referred to earlier, better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and angry woman. Again, I think that can apply to men and women, but just the same similar reminder to verse 9, that this, now's the time to practice kindness and speak kind words in our homes. Let's go down to 21. He who follows righteousness and mercy finds life, righteousness, and honor. That's what I want to pursue. Righteousness and mercy. Reminder of Micah 6:8. Yeah, he has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. And that this says that those who follow righteousness and mercy will find life, righteousness, and honor. Okay, skipping down again here, let's go to verse 25. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. How much more when he brings it with wicked intent? And a false witness shall perish, but the man who hears him will speak endlessly. Verse 29, a wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his way. I think that's an important verse in this day and age. A wicked man hardens his face. He decides, hey, this is the way I'm going to behave, and I'm going to do it no matter what. As for the upright, he establishes his way. He establishes his way in a manner of wisdom, of seeking after God's wisdom. And verse 30, there is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. There's nothing that anybody can conspire to do that will come against God and prevail. God is over all. Every bit that is going on in the world today isn't going to undo what God is building. It's not going to undo his kingdom. So let's remember that. Verse 31, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but deliverance is the Lord's. I thought that was a great verse to end on, because we can prepare all we want to, just like a horse that's prepared for battle. But let's remember that when this is all said and done, that we're going to give praise to God for how he's brought us through these times. So again, just a simple reading of Proverbs chapter 21. I didn't go into detail on all the verses, but I just wanted to speak to a few of them today and encourage you. Make sure that during these times, we've got no excuse not to be in God's Word every day. Reading a proverb every day is a great way just to seek after God's wisdom, to follow his path of understanding, and to see how we can apply it to the circumstances in which we find ourselves today. So thanks so much for joining me, and you have a blessed day.